In the headlines, tension mounts at Barbados port over lie detector testing. Historic paternity leave law earns praise from key stakeholders. Hundreds of students set to explore Barbados' seabed. Corporate Barbados urged to back sweeping education reforms and major project launched to provide housing for Dodds Prison ex-inmates. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details coming up. A storm is brewing at the Barbados port. Morale among customs officers has plunged following news that lie detector tests are coming for staff across the department. The National Union of Public Workers confirms the tension, with Acting General Secretary Wayne Waldrand saying many officers feel critical operational issues are being ignored while the focus shifts to truth verification. It was also outlined that some officers believe they have been unnecessarily placed under a microscope by the public.
Issue of gun security and guns entering the country, they have to look at a holistic approach and not necessarily treating it as though they are villains who must be placed under the microscope. So yes, it has affected morale, but it is something that we are prepared to continue to represent. But yes, the whole notion of being under the microscope and give a sense of workers feeling that, you know, that they are the important issues, human resources, adequate staffing, fair promotion opportunities, you know, yes, are issues that really should be looked at to build morale. So yes, it would tend to have some consequential impact on the morale of staff.
Mr. Waldron told Starcom Network News that after a recent meeting, staff were assured the tests were not mandatory and any attempts at victimization should be reported immediately.
We made it clear that it was a voluntary arrangement, is not legislated, is not mandatory in law. Further discussions were raised about the matter of consequential action if an officer refused to take the test. We made it clear that if an officer feels aggrieved by consequential action as a result of refusing to take the test, they could invoke a grievance procedure and seek to appeal the decision, so that's their right. So staff, yes, while there were still some concerns, where it was made clear that the union was not averse to a voluntary arrangement, where a worker can say yes or no, but we never agree. We make it clear the union never agreed that true verification testing is mandatory or compulsory.
Acting General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Waldrand. Government's passage of the Family Leave Bill, introducing paid paternity leave for the first time in Barbados, is earning high praise from social workers and community activists. Founder of the Men Empowerment Network Support, Fabian Sargent, told Starcom Network News the move is a win for families, urging fathers to embrace it for the benefit of both child and mother.
This is very, very much well received by us within the Men Empowerment Network Support, and it is something that we look forward to seeing men taking advantage of and playing a greater role within the children's lives, especially in those very early stages. While we focus a lot on the development of the relationship between the father and that child, we also want to see that time being used for bonding between the father and the spouse, you know, or the mother of that child. So we want to see it as a holistic method to really, really support families generally.
Founder of the Men Empowerment Network Support, Men's, Fabian Sargent. Meantime, president of the National Organization of Women, Melissa Savory-Gittens, says paternity leave will have a positive impact on mothers in many ways.
We always thought it was a good idea. Women need support however they can get it. And especially having the support of a father, you know, is amazing. It would be great to have that, especially in the early stages into a child's life and continuing to adulthood. But obviously, you know, as early as possible, that support, the mother can get some time to rest, some time to, you know, to get some other things done around the house and so on. So we think it's a wonderful idea, and we look forward to see, you know, the implementation of that.
President of the National Organization of Women, now Melissa Savory-Gittens. Under the new law, fathers can take 3 weeks leave, either all at once within the first 3 months after birth, or split, with at least 2 weeks taken in that period and the final week before the baby turns 6 months. You're listening to the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Over 400 young Barbadians are set to dive deep, literally, into the island's blue economy with a unique chance to explore the seabed aboard the Atlantis submarine. Through a partnership between the We Gathering Committee and Atlantis, 40 students each month will take free tours discovering the rich marine life and vast potential beneath our waters. Speaking at the latest expedition for St. Andrew, Minister in the Prime Minister's Office for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight, stressed the importance of showing students the many different sides of Barbados.
It's a little bit more than that, right? We've always said that We Gathering is not just only about what people see, you know, the various kinds of parties and those sorts of things, but it is about how we give back to our communities and how we give back particularly to our young people. So providing this opportunity, it's 40 young persons, children, kids, who will be able to participate, plus adults as well, is again showing them different sides of Barbados. Some of them perhaps doing it for the very first time. And that is part of what we want to do in We Gathering, to provide those opportunities as well for children, for young people, to see different areas of Barbados and have different types of experiences.
Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight. As government pushes ahead with sweeping upgrades to Barbados's education system, Corporate Barbados is being called on to step up and support schools nationwide. Speaking at the launch of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association's futsal tournament, Acting Deputy Chief Education Officer Denise Charles praised the initiative, urging other businesses to follow suit. The tournament will see hotel teams face off, with proceeds going directly to schools at the end of the competition.
Partnerships and initiatives like these signal not only the demonstration of corporate responsibility towards improving our nation's educational product, but they also serve to ratify the collaborative commitment between government, the private sector, and other agencies to advance the development of our nation's youth. Essentially, we are all on the same page with respect to planning for a preferred future for Barbados. The BHTA's commitment to improving the educational environment in schools across Barbados is to be lauded and hopefully replicated through links with other corporate and social partners willing to follow your excellent example.
Acting Deputy Chief Education Officer Denise Charles. The Barbados Vocational Training Board, BVTB, is embracing artificial intelligence, but insists that technology will not replace the country's skilled workforce. Acting Assistant Director of Training, Kwesi Osei, told Starcom Network News at the BVTB's 2025 orientation rally this morning that while AI is transforming industries, technical and practical skills remain essential and in high demand. A charity has been launched to provide temporary housing for ex-inmates who are having difficulties rehabilitating. Pathway to Recovery, which includes prison officers and former inmates, says too many people face homelessness on release, putting them at risk of falling back into crime. Board of Trustees member Grenville Phillips says the goal is to break the cycle of reoffending, and he is appealing to owners of abandoned or dilapidated properties to make them available for the cause. Our top stories. Tension mounts at Barbados ports over lie detector testing. Historic paternity leave law earns praise from key stakeholders. Hundreds of students set to explore Barbados's seabed. Corporate Barbados urged to back sweeping education reforms, and major project launched to provide housing for Dodds Prison ex-inmates. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.